So there was one day, hard to imagine. It's wise to have an evening prayer. And we've been praying all day. In essence, the blessing practice, the repetition of phrases, is ongoing prayer. Which doesn't mean we feel great all the time, but we continue to turn our hearts, our minds, our beings in the direction of the goodness of shalom, simcha, chesed, rachamim, qualities. We continue to turn in that direction, and then we see all the places where it's absent. We feel it in our own minds where it's absent. And we bring loving attention, just as Jeff was speaking, the essence of the practice, bringing loving attention to what is in this moment, again and again and again. So I know for some of you, this is a surprise having a whole retreat developed. Devoted to prayer in this way, to this prayer practice or this blessing practice, and it may be a little surprising or annoying, or may have kicked up some dust, which is okay because, it just gives another opportunity to loving attention. So I'd like to again encourage you to keep with the phrases, with a lot of care, with a lot of ease, with a smile on your face. And when you notice the smile's gone, bring it back, softening and relaxing, not trying to force anything. It's a turning toward. It's a resting in the possibility, and it's not easy. In fact, it's quite not easy. Particularly first day of retreat. So, Jeff was talking about that relationship of forgiver and forgiven. Everybody's forgives yourself and be forgiven by yourself. You got three phrases out during the day, good. So I was thinking, what is the Ma'ariv about that approximates that blessing? And there are many words. I mean, the words came out of the prayer book. And I was thinking, turning toward, and we're asking for blessing, we're turning toward blessing. That's what it's all about. And I was thinking in the evening, we say, Hashkiveinu. Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu l'shalom, v'amideinu malkeinu l'chayim tovim l'shalom. So cause us, may we be blessed with shalom, really, as we enter this night. May we be blessed with peace, so that we can have the strength, the energy to again be blessed with chayim in the morning, Ufros aleinu sukkat shlomecha. We can pray that one phrase again and again. Ufros aleinu sukkat shlomecha. Spread over us, over this mind, body, heart, over all these relationships, over this group, over this house of prayer, over the town, the city, the country, the world. Sukkat shalom. So as we sit for some minutes, invite you to rededicate yourself to this blessing practice, offering to yourself or your benefactor, whatever is most smooth for you. With a lot of forgiveness, a lot of spaciousness, a lot of kindness, feeling yourself settling into that sukha, that holy place of space and beauty and light as this day has folded into darkness and as we prepare ourselves for a restful night. So I wish us all a really restful night. See if you can continue the practice, which is designed to both sweeten the mind, direct us. It's both purification practice and gathering consciousness, gathering awareness, deepening, clearing. So, may our efforts be for the healing of the rifts and the separations in our hearts, in our lives, and in all the relationships and in all the places where the rifts, the brokenness is known and felt. May it be so.